It's Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. The Wisconsin Film Festival starts tonight. 30,000 people will watch 150 movies over the course of the next week. You can see everything from Orson Welles to little scene documentaries and even some films on the trashy side. Joining us now is Jim Healy of the Wisconsin Film Festival. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
A lot of attention this year is being paid to the 100th anniversary of the birth of Orson Welles.
Right.
And since Welles was born in Wisconsin, lived a good part of his childhood here, that's very much reflected in the schedule at the film festival this year.
Yes, I'm also director of programming at the UW Cinematheque, and I'm taking advantage of my double position with the festival to put in as much Welles as possible this year. So we just finished a short season of his kind of established canon at the Cinematheque, and during the festival we're doing some offbeat choices, as well as another film that belongs in that established canon, Chimes at Midnight, which we're showing at the Capitol Theater, his 1965 distillation of Shakespeare.
God save thee, my sweet boy!
Have you your wits? Know you what it is you say?
My king! My Jove!
A lot of people, when they think of Orson Welles, they think of Citizen Kane, sure. And then their thoughts kind of stop right there. But there's so much more that he did that's so fascinating.
Yeah, and the thing that people often forget is because he gets the genius label on him, put on him, right? So people think genius equals seriousness. But of course, there's this aspect of every part of Welles' work that are very playful.
Speaking of fun, there's a whole new selection of children's films this year.
That's right. One of my colleagues, Karen Kolb, has curated a couple of short programs and some features that are fun for the whole family, and parents will really enjoy watching them with their children as well.
One of the most intriguing movies I see coming up is a documentary. It's called The Russian Woodpecker. This won the documentary award at Sundance.
Yes, it did. It's directed by a University of Wisconsin-Madison graduate, Chad Gracia. And it tells the story of an activist who discovers a very alarming connection between contemporary political problems in Russia and the Chernobyl incident in the mid-1980s. So the film follows his investigation into this incident and uncovers a conspiracy of sorts.
I love movies like that. Getting back to the notion of having fun, you have a couple of films this year that I would only describe as maybe exploitation movies.
Well, we have one film called Avenging Force, which is a classic released by Canon Films, the kind of gurus of exploitation in the 1980s. It's a lot of fun.
I've noticed since you've been programming the Cinematheque in Madison, you'll include some movies like this.
Well, I think exploitation films are, you know, are also frequently examples of art. There's fun to be had with exploitation cinema, and I think that's probably the key part of it is, you know, movie going, even when it's high art, should be fun. And sometimes I think we can learn a lot about the history of film, and that's from looking at all aspects of it and understanding its relationship to, say, the more serious films we take. And oftentimes I find that I prefer the trash to the more canonized items.
Sometimes we need some dessert to go with our vegetables.
That's right.
Okay. Jim Healy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Terry.
Jim Healy is with the Wisconsin Film Festival, which begins tonight and runs through the 16th. You're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio.